What up, though? My name is Wajid, and I'm your host for The Boulevard. Here we play house, techno, and various forms of dance music with a focus on our beloved city, Detroit. Join me every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at WDET.org/curious.
I'm Sasha Ryan, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit. This week's question comes from listener Terry Siegel.
I work at the DIA, and I drive over to the lodge, and on a side street, I pass a tall, old business building that appears to be empty now, but it has a very decorative lintel over the entrance that has the capital letters NBC. And I was wondering what that was and if it was National Broadcasting Corporation or something else.
Would you be willing to meet me at that building sometime this week?
Sure, I would be happy to.
Okay, great. When we visited the NBC building, it was immediately clear what it's used for today. Its lot is full of U-Haul trucks. So is the lot across from it on Baltimore. Giant banners of people in scrubs hang from the building advertising storage services. We went into the showroom and met manager Clarence Vicent III, who knew, surprisingly, a lot about the building's history. He told us who originally owned the building and what NBC stands for. It's actually the National Biscuit Company. There's a little exhibit in the corner of the showroom where a coal carton scoop are still hanging from the ceiling.
So we actually raised it 20 feet and made a showroom, but this coal scoop was actually how they used to heat the building with the furnace and the bakery.
Wow.
Yep, and where you're standing under, that was the scale. So that was the weight scale. The railroad is right up top of the building. So the section that still has the rails in it, it used to drive in off the railroad. It used to come and dump the coal. And this bucket scoop, actually a conductor used to stand in it, and it goes throughout the building. It used to go throughout the building.
Detroit's NBC building is one of seven the National Biscuit Company built around the country in the early 1920s. It replaced the company's plant and business offices on East Woodbridge in Detroit. It cost around $2 million at the time and was the third largest behind the newly built plants in New York and Chicago. Its seven stories would house three times as many ovens as the East Woodbridge plant and three to four times more workers. Two-story brick ovens and massive cooling rooms made crackers, sugar wafers, and NBC's Unita brand biscuits. The facility was state-of-the-art, designed with an emphasis on safety and accommodations for workers. Steel frames and automatic sprinkler systems were designed to stave off fires. Nabisco used the building into the 1950s. U-Haul storage manager Tracy Brown gave us a tour of the building. He took us down into its hidden tunnels and showed us the remnants of its original fire system. He even let us ride in the freight elevator. I asked him if there had been other companies in the building after Nabisco left and before U-Haul purchased it in 2012.
Yes, it was a few people here. The Detroit Fire Department stored their papers here. This was once Department of Social Services. They had some car company here that was doing some vintage car work.
U-Haul has spent more than $6 million on renovations for the building, and that's with just three floors in use. They've partnered with Wayne State University to complete an 18-month study of how renovating a single historic structure might impact crime, walkability, and economic growth in a neighborhood. So the NBC building is not the National Broadcasting Corporation, but the National Biscuit Company. And as it moves towards its 100th anniversary in 2020, may yet contribute innovation to Detroit's neighborhoods. For pictures and news clips about the NBC building, visit WDET.org/curious. There you can let us know what you're curious about in Detroit or the region. Thanks for listening. I'm Sasha Ryan.